With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
Macabre misfortune.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 77 of Macabre Misfortunes.
Hello.
I cannot believe we've done almost a year and a half of these.
I know, right? That's awesome, though.
Tracy, I think most of us would agree that being an organ donor is a great thing.
Absolutely, without a doubt.
Your untimely death could actually save many other lives with the donations of your organs, so I would suggest that anybody do that if they can.
Oh, definitely. Sometimes I don't know if I have enough good organs to donate. Well, I guess I do, but, you know, when you're riddled with diabetes and heart problems and bad eyes, I don't know what else is left. Maybe my ears are okay. No?
Not from the way you hear me talking. Well, Tracy, there was a case in 2004 where the unexpected happened. The organ donation actually caused the death of 4 organ recipients.
Oh my gosh. What happened?
This is an absolutely crazy story. So a gentleman that we will just call William died on May 4th. Actually, it's May 3rd, 2004. He was only 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, William was a healthy individual, but he had spent some time in jail and had some previous drug use. A few days before his death, on April 28th, His mother, Judy, who he was actually living with, took him to the emergency room because he had a very bad headache and excessive vomiting. He was under intense pain and was starting to actually act a little strange, according to his mom. He was starting to have some temper issues. He was starting to become very aggressive, disoriented, that type of stuff.
That's not good.
He was also having a fever. He was seen twice in the ER before his death on May 3rd from a brain hemorrhage.
Oh, my goodness.
When they admitted him, they did blood toxicology tests, and the test showed positive for cocaine and marijuana. Now,
did they check his pupils?
It's an inside joke. After going into a coma, he was eventually declared brain dead.
Oh.
He was declared eligible for organ donating, and his mother agreed to this. She said they had actually talked about it in the past.
Okay,
she knew that was something that he wanted to do.
Okay, let me ask you this. If you don't have that on the back of your license sign, are they allowed to do that or not?
I think the license thing has got to do just to let them know. So if somebody says, oh, I don't want their organs harvested, you can say, he says here.
That it does. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I don't know. I think your next of kin can always do that if they want to.
Okay. I wasn't really sure about that, actually.
He was declared eligible for organ donating. His mother, like I said, agreed to do this. Now, the process for declaring eligibility included a pre-mortem blood test, urine test, and something called sputum bacterial cultures.
Now, is that something they have to do, like, right away?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
William's kidneys, lung, and liver was removed to be transplanted in other patients. They also removed some iliac arteries for potential vascular reconstructing during liver transplant.
Oh, wow.
So they can even take your arteries.
Wow. That just is amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's such a wonderful thing.
So let's talk a little bit about his death. He had a drug overdose 7 days before he came to the hospital with his headache. So when he died from the brain hemorrhage, it was pretty much assumed that the drug overdose was what brought everything else on.
Okay.
They couldn't have been more wrong in this assessment. But part of this, I'm going to blame on his mother.
Oh.
Because she never mentioned a very important event that took place. And I'll tell you more about that a little bit later in the show. So let's get back to the transplant. So Michael's organs were harvested and they were sent to Baylor University Medical Center. That's in Dallas, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
There were 5 patients waiting for his organs.
Oh, wow.
At the hospital. There was also another patient that was getting something at another hospital in northern Texas. We'll get into that in a little bit. So Joshua was one of the recipients. He was awaiting one kidney.
Uh-huh.
He had 2 kidneys. One was going to one patient, one going to another.
Okay.
So they were splitting the kidneys up.
I gotcha.
Joshua had been diagnosed with kidney failure when he was just 2 years old.
Oh, man.
He had another diagnosis when he was 11 years old of a kidney disease that actually slowed down function and would keep them from filtering waste. At 18 years old, he was on constant dialysis and struggling just to breathe because of the fluid buildup on his body. He couldn't eat hardly because he was constantly nauseous, and even when because of the nauseousness, he would constantly dry heave because there was no food to come up.
Oh my gosh, and that's the worst.
This transplant was like a life-saving situation for him that would completely change his life.
Yes.
His plans were to get healed and then go to school to be a doctor. Unfortunately, a month later, he started to have some major headaches and uncontrollable vomiting.
Oh my gosh.
Does that sound familiar?
Oh no.
His mom thought that this was maybe just a case of his body trying to reject the transplant or even an infection that he might have gotten during surgery.
But that's weird having the very same symptoms.
Right. So his mother takes him back to Baylor Medical Center. He was then placed in intensive care. But guess what?
What?
He wasn't the only transplant recipient of William's organs at the hospital at the time.
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
There were 2 more patients. There was Sherry, who had also received the other kidney from William. She was there. She had spent the previous year on dialysis, and on May 20th, she also got nauseous and had a bad headache. Then there was Jimmy. He got William's liver. He was admitted with the exact same symptoms.
What in the heck?
How was it possible that all three of these recipients were having the same symptoms? In fact, the same symptoms that William had before he passed away. I'll tell you the very strange answer right after a quick sponsor break.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
So, Tracy, we mentioned that all three of the organ recipients had the same symptoms as William before he passed. This wasn't just vomiting and headaches. This was confusion and throats so sore that they were afraid to even drink anything. The hospital gave them any kind of medication they could that would make them feel comfortable.
They have to do it through like an IV, I guess, right?
I'm sure. All three soon began to hallucinate.
Oh, my gosh.
And show signs of anxiety and paranoia, and they became very sensitive to light and sound. They began to wander around aimlessly around the hospital.
This is heartbreaking.
And then they began to get very aggressive. Eventually, excessive drooling occurred. On June 7th, Jimmy died.
Oh.
Sherry died on June 9th. And on that same day, the man who received one of William's arteries in that North Texas hospital also died.
You have got to be kidding me. Oh my gosh, this is horrible.
I didn't think this is related as far as the guy that died. But the gentleman that got William's lungs.
Uh-huh.
He died on the operating table. So I don't think what hurt the others actually affected him. Now Joshua, he was the first kid we talked about, the 18-year-old that had the kidney. He was younger than the others, and he lasted a little bit longer, but he died on June 21st. So what the hell happened? In Joshua's autopsy, it was discovered that Joshua had rabies.
Rabies? What in the whole entire world?
They went back and looked at William and the other recipients of his organs, and they discovered that they all had rabies.
Dude, they did not know this at the time of harvesting. They had no idea.
No.
Aw.
Let's remember a bit ago when I said that I blamed William's mom partially for this. William had been living with her in mm-hmm. her apartment, a little small, musty apartment.
Now you know it was musty.
Because that's what it said in the story I read.
Oh.
William had been bitten by a bat in her apartment.
She knew this?
She knew this. And when William was brought to the hospital, this was never brought up.
I mean, did she not think it, just didn't think of it, or she just didn't think it would matter?
I have no idea.
Oh, man.
Rabies is what actually killed William. That's what was causing all of his symptoms. That's what caused his aneurysm, everything. It was all because of rabies. And Tracy, for those who don't know, rabies isn't very common anymore, and it's usually transmitted from dog bites in the U.S.
Yes.
That's the number one cause, but also bats.
Which Meredith got.
From The Office.
Yes, yes she
More
did.
More inside jokes. Most dogs get it from animals like raccoons. They get bit from other animals. They don't develop on their own. They're bitten by other animals and wildlife that have rabies. And the thing about rabies is once you start showing symptoms, it's too late. There is no cure.
Are you serious?
No, you can't.
There's nothing they can do.
Nothing. It's completely fatal. Once you've started seeing symptoms, it's done.
So not like a snake bite. They can give you some kind of.
You can't do anything.
Oh my gosh.
You have to treat rabies beforehand. That's why if you get bit by something, they will give you rabies shots if they think there's any shot that can give rabies. Because that's the only time you can fix it is in the very beginning.
So she just didn't take him to get a rabies shot or nothing?
No.
That bitch.
And didn't mention it.
So I hope.
Well, her son was 20. We can't necessarily blame her for that.
That's but very true. She should have mentioned it. That's true. So did I wonder then if they went back and told her what happened?
Well, I'm sure she knows. I mean, this has been a CDC thing. It was all over the news.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course she knows.
I feel so sorry for all of them. I mean, here they're thinking they're getting a second chance at life, and this stupid woman didn't even mention that. So now there's what, six lives gone?
Now, we might be a little too hard on this stupid woman. We don't know exact situation. She didn't mention it. I don't know why she didn't mention it. You know, but supposedly she knew about it, that he was bitten by a bat.
Oh, this is so heartbreaking. It just all those lives could have been saved.
I mean, they were trying to do the right
thing. Well, no. And I totally understand that. And I mean, I guess I can't blame her all the way, but it just seems like that would be something normal that you would just say, hey, wait, he has been bitten.
And this is going to sound like a dick thing to say, but in fairness, most of these people who got the transplants were kind of on death's door anyway. This was like a life-saving.
Well, I mean, I understand that.
I'm not saying that makes it any better, but no. I'm saying it wasn't like it, had this not happened, they were all going to live happy lives.
But you don't know that.
I don't know that. No, I don't. But
that was a dick statement. And I don't like it.
I'm just saying that there's nothing to say that these people were going to live much longer had they not received it.
I just feel so bad for their family.
There were some people who got some transplants that did live.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how is that possible?
I don't know.
I mean, thank God for that, but that's just awful. What a horrible thing.
Like I said, and the one guy died on the operating table, so I don't think that had anything to do with rabies. That was just...
It's just so sad because the family's thinking, thank you, we got another chance to save our kid.
Oh, that's horrible.
And then that happens. And of all the things you would never in a million years think about rabies.
Right.
There's no way. That's craziest thing.
You know, and what about the hospital? They did all their tests and everything. They did blood tests and everything. Rabies didn't show up.
I know.
I think rabies is something you have to specifically test for.
Yeah, that's very bizarre. Wow. Well, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Trying to do a good deed and just turned out awful.
So, anyways, that's our story for this week. We love you guys.
We love you too, honey. I said we love you too, honey. We love y'all.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus plans November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country. Anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT. Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.